that one candidate who's never held political office has been replaced in the top spot by another candidate who's never held office. Granted, early polls don't mean that much, yet it's undeniable that they've been damaging to mainstream candidates, Florida's Governor Jeb Bush, or the candidate we got on the phone yesterday. Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can.
Is this Governor Kasich?
It is, Steve.
John Kasich was in his home state of Ohio when he got on the phone. He was in the back of a car. He was on his way to an event and later to the airport heading for tonight's presidential debate in Colorado. And Kasich was thinking about Donald Trump. Trump had recently claimed credit for publicly shaming the Ford Motor Company into bringing jobs from Mexico to Ohio. Kasich responded, in effect, wait a minute, I did that.
Look, I reached an agreement with Ford in 2011 to bring jobs back from Mexico. And the reason we reached an agreement is because we have balanced budgets, we've cut taxes, we are regulatory friendly for businesses. And anybody else that's in here trying to say that something they did today affected something in 2011 must be living in a time machine.
The truth is, a fight with Trump could be a gift. It's a chance for John Kasich to get some attention. He's considered a strong governor of the ultimate swing state, and that should make him a natural presidential contender. Yet the surge of Republican outsiders has not left him much room to maneuver. Kasich is hoping a good showing in the New Hampshire primary eventually changes that. For now, it was possible to sense the frustration of mainstream Republicans as we listened to Governor Kasich in the back of the car. Does it make you angry at all when you hear Donald Trump saying that he is going to specifically improve this area? He's going to get the car companies and other big companies to think differently about doing business in Mexico.
Well, it doesn't make me angry. I don't get angry about many things in life these days. Look, we're hearing all kind of crazy things right now on the campaign trail. One of the guys wants to abolish Medicare and Medicaid. Another guy wants to deport 10 million people out of America. There are other people that say we need to have like a 10% flat tax, which would increase the debt by trillions of dollars, and no way we can get to a balanced budget under that. I mean, this gets to be pretty bizarre out here listening to these fantasy claims.
What's it say about Donald Trump specifically that he makes these claims that you consider fantasy?
Well, everybody wants me to start attacking people by name. You all figure out who I'm talking about. I don't need to do that.
Okay, that's fine. That is fine. What have you thought about as some of the people who have been making these claims that you consider to be fantasies have gone?
I just shake my head. It's sort of like I'm amazed that the public needs to understand that, you know, turning over the United States to people who say they want to abolish Medicaid and Medicare, that they want to ship, if somehow they're going to round people up and ship them out of the country. Imagine the chaos in our country, the divisions in families. I mean, it's unbelievable. Or here, why don't they just propose that we have no taxes in America? I mean, I look at it and it's just like the public needs to understand that those kinds of things are frankly reckless. They're not responsible. You know, I've improved Ohio by doing responsible things and bringing reform. I was involved in balancing the federal budget by shaking the city from top to bottom. Then I left and, with some of my buddies, and they spent all the money. It's a little frustrating as a citizen to see these unrealistic and wild proposals that have no chance of passing. And, you know, the public, I understand, is looking for change. But, this kind of change, hand this country over to people that talk like that, you're going to end up nowhere. Well, it's not going to happen.
There is this broader question that there are a number of candidates who would seem to have the conventional, ordinary qualifications for president, a sitting governor like yourself, a former governor like Jeb Bush, a sitting governor like Chris Christie. We could go on for quite some time. And the conventional candidates have not gotten the attention that you would expect at this point. What's going on in your party?
Well, I think the people are unsettled. I think they're saying, okay, we've tried these folks and it hasn't worked, and so therefore we ought to look somewhere else. I mean, the challenge for me is to let people know the kinds of things that I brought about and changed things and brought prosperity. You know, the people in Ohio certainly appreciate what our Ohio team has done, and people just need to learn about it.
Does it bother you that some analyses of the tax cuts that you have overseen in Ohio suggest that people on the top are getting a big tax break, people on the bottom are getting hardly anything at all, maybe even paying more?
First of all, we're up 347,000 jobs in Ohio. We have a diversified economy. Our credit is strong. We've increased education to the highest levels in Ohio history, and I don't know who these analysts are, but a lot
of times... Here's an organization called Policy Matters Ohio, which is...
Oh, that's just a left-wing, a partisan Democrat organization. They don't have any credibility with me.
So do you feel that taxes actually are lower, the tax burden is lower for people on the bottom?
Yeah, if you're a small business, you're going to pay no income tax. If you're at the bottom, you get the earned income tax credit. The first time we ever did that, we've increased the ability of people at the bottom to be able to have more deductibility in their taxes. Of course, we've made it a balanced program. And there was just a study that just came out from Nielsen that indicated that they're projecting that Ohio will have the fastest growth in income over the next 10 years in the nation. Don't overregulate, encourage small business, reduce taxes, educate people, improve the workforce. These are the things that work.
So one other thing, Governor, I'm thinking about the last presidential campaign in which there was a succession of candidates who had their moments, and ultimately Mitt Romney got the Republican nomination. This time around, Donald Trump is at a very, very long moment. It's not clear that it's over. Ben Carson seems to be getting a moment. Do you expect to have your moment?
Hope so. Guess we'll see, huh? I'm not a fortune teller. I do the best I can.
Well, Governor Kasich, have a safe trip out to Colorado.
Thank you, sir, and always good to talk to you.
John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, in the back of a car moving about his state yesterday afternoon. His day ended with a trip to the airport. He was on his way to Boulder for the debate tonight.